Welcome to the Functional Divorce. I'm Dr. Karen Finn. When I got divorced in 2002, I felt overwhelmed. I was scared. I was lonely. I was exhausted, but I couldn't sleep. I was angry one second and crying the very next. My life was changing in so many ways that there were days I didn't know what normal was anymore. In fact, there were even times when I thought I just might be going crazy. What I've learned since then is that my experience was actually pretty normal. Most people going through divorce are overwhelmed. They're scared and lonely. Sleeplessness is a very common complaint for those dealing with the end of their marriage. And with all of these changes, it can be pretty common to wonder if you're not only going crazy, but even the second, third, and 50th guess yourself and your decisions, not only about divorce, but about just about everything. Now, with emotional upheaval like this, it's really pretty easy to understand that divorce is stressful. My guest today understands stress, how it affects the body, and even how to treat it. Dr. Melissa Dunlap is a chiropractor and graduate of Parker University. She has been in practice 3 years. She has her own practice, Aspire Health Clinic, in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Dunlap, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure, and I am excited. I think it's going to be fun.
Excellent. Well, obviously, stress may not be fun for everyone, but, you know, getting through it can be kind of a fun process. But to start off, you know, for people going through divorce, stress is really an ever-present feature of their lives. What exactly is stress?
Stress actually can be presented in many different forms in the body. It can be on a very internal level. It can be emotional. It can be from things happening in your life, like something like divorce. It can be from an outside stressor. So think about someone going through divorce and how that may present. It can present in some of the things that you already talked about. So that can be lack of sleep, even though you're tired, you're exhausted, but you can't actually get to sleep. It can be tension in the body. It can be, a lot of times it presents in the neck and shoulder region. Sometimes it can be in the lower back. It can be also in the form of having some dizziness or fatigue, dehydration, because a lot of times when you have stress, you're not treating your body the way that you normally would. So you're kind of, you get in this cycle that is really hard to stop. And so we can treat that different ways, but the way it presents is usually, it's kind of like those, the way that you're feeling will be dormant, and then once those stresses are put in your life, then they kind of come to the surface, and they become really hyper, you become hypersensitive to certain things. It could be even things such as, like, you may come down with things like headaches, or just really that fatigue feeling and just not feeling yourself.
So, I want to choose to focus in on one little thing that you said. If I understood you correctly, Dr. Dunlap, you were saying that oftentimes there can be things going on that are kind of dormant in your system, meaning that you don't really notice them, but then a big event happens like divorce and all of a sudden they bloom. Did I understand that correctly?
Exactly, yes, you did.
Okay, so...
And I can expand on that if that's what you want.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
So think about sometimes when you get sick and how viruses or bacteria is passed from one person to the next. So sometimes, you know, that feeling of like, I kind of feel like something's coming on, but it takes several days for symptoms to actually present. So that's similar to what can be happening in your body as far as stress and when you're going through something like divorce. And it's like all these things that are building up inside of you that you think are under control, and your body's really smart. It will try to overcome those things, combat those stresses on its own before you're really aware of that. So, I mean, the body is great in that way, but then once it actually all comes to the surface, then sometimes that's already not too late, but it's just at a point where you feel like you're spiraling out of control. And so that's kind of what I mean by it's like it's in the background, and then once you have that final kind of the needle in the haystack, or kind of that last, I guess, the straw that broke the camel's back, pardon me, is actually what kind of really sets everything off. So it can be similar to like a disease or an illness or a virus, but it's just kind of presenting itself in a different way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. So, you know, we have all this stuff that kind of, you know, builds up throughout our lives, right? And then there's some big event, you know, as I said earlier, like a divorce, that kind of helps exacerbate, you know, what's kind of been simmering underneath the surface, because it is, you know, one more straw on the camel's back, and it's just, you know, there it is, full blown. You're feeling all of these different emotions, all of this different sensations in your body. You're not sleeping well. And so how much of that is too much to put up with?
That's probably a good question. I would say how much is too much would be, really, if you can catch it, the sooner the better is great. But really, just when you start to wake up and you think that nothing I'm going to do today is going to help, that's when you might want to look at some other avenues, such as like the things that we do in my office. But how much is too much? It's just you want to be careful with that, because you don't want to let it go too far, because that's when it can become more chronic. And you know, when things become chronic, it takes a little bit longer to fix them. Sometimes it takes more time, obviously, but it's once your body gets in that state, it's just hard to get it back out. So back to how much is too much, I mean, if you're not sleeping at all, you're not eating, you don't feel like yourself in the fact that you're not really engaging in those relationships that you normally do, you're maybe losing weight or gaining weight, you're just not kind of in that ebb and flow of your normal routine, that's a pretty big sign that you might want to look outside of your sources at home or what you think you're doing that's helping yourself that actually could be making it worse, or that's really just keeping you in that exact same position.
Yeah, what I think is really interesting about the human body is that it always wants to reach what I would call in my previous life as an engineer, you know, a state of homeostasis, a steady state,
uh-huh.
right? Where it likes to kind of get to a point where it just operates like that for a while, because it's got, you know, the same foods coming in, the same amount of sleep, the same amount of water. You're still alive, so it's doing something right, you know?
Right.
But just
yes.
because it's doing something right doesn't necessarily mean that you're healthy. And, of course, when you're going through divorce, it's pretty unusual to feel wonderful the entire time you're going through it. And so all of this change really kind of upsets your body in a myriad of ways. You mentioned a lot of them, you know, before, and I mentioned some of the feelings that you might have associated with it. But I'd like to dig down a little bit into whether or not it's a good decision, because I know a lot of people do this, right? I've got a problem. I want to take a pill and make it go away. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad you asked about that, because I would say maybe kind of in my former life, like you were talking about, not that I've been divorced, but maybe before I had been really educated in chiropractic especially, that it is. It's like people want that quick fix. We are so busy in our lives, and we just don't have time for anything. I don't have time to eat well. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time for anything. And so you think, oh, if I could just have this one magical pill to make it all go away, then I would be set. Well, if you find out what that is, then please let me know, because I have not discovered it. Now, what I would say is, how can we use the body to treat itself, basically? So there is a really great saying that is the power that made the body heals the body. And so if you think about that, then it's like, how can you use what you already have, even if it's in a really distressed state, how can you use that to actually make yourself feel better? And so that's kind of where chiropractic comes in and saying, okay, we have something going on in the body, and it all has to do with kind of too much or too little and that homeostasis that you were talking about. What got us to that point where now we have either too much in the body, too much stress, for instance, or too little nourishment, too little sleep. And so what are some of the things that we can do to bring you back to that state of balance or equilibrium homeostasis? So that's where the adjustment comes in, and that's where some other modalities can be brought in as well. The chiropractic adjustment, which is dealing with the spine, but it's also the nervous system, which controls everything, and then the muscles as well. So we've got the bones, the muscles, and then the organs, internal organs, all of those things. So the adjustment kind of, it calms your body down, and it starts to bring you back to that state of normalization. But like you were saying, it's not just one pill or one quick fix. You have to think about how long it took your body to get into that state. So it's not going to be an overnight kind of turnaround. Even if you feel like you kind of just woke up one day and all of a sudden everything was there, it goes back to that kind of being dormant. It wasn't just there all of a sudden. It's been building, but now you're to the point where you can't stand it. And so that's where some of what I would do and some of what you would do comes in as well. And I think that you would agree that even when you're counseling someone or talking to them, it's not an overnight fix. I mean, I know that we wish a lot of things were, but a lot of things in our life, they just don't happen that way. It takes time. It's a process. It's kind of like putting together the pieces of a puzzle. And it may take a while, but the end result is worth it.
Yeah, it's totally worth it, you know, speaking on the other side of divorce by a few years now. You know, I was one of those people that I went to see every doc I could think of to try to normalize my life. But I was adamant against taking a pill to fix it. So I would go in and see, you know, a traditional doctor, because that was one of, you know, the folks I would go see, traditional medical doctor, and he told me, relax, you just need to relax. And I'll be honest with you, I wanted to slap him. I wanted to slap him because I was thinking to myself, this is as relaxed as I know how to be.
At this
Telling
moment.
Telling me to do more of it. Yeah. Is not working for me. I am doing the best I can, just like everybody does, right? When they go through divorce or any big life change, we're always doing the best that we can with the knowledge and the circumstances that we're in, right? And so that wasn't helpful to me, telling me to relax. I worked with a therapist at the time, right? And she helped me talk through things and understand that emotions were okay, and that as yucky as it felt to be going through them, right, it still was okay. And I kept thinking, well, just whip out your magic wand and make it all go away so I can feel better.
Exactly.
She didn't, you know, the doctor didn't have a magic pill. She didn't have a magic wand, right? And so I, you know, another doctor that I was seeing was a chiropractor. And the chiropractor, what he did for me was he would adjust me every week. And he would help me to have pain relief, because when I got stressed out, the pain was in my body and all through it. I also was choosing not to eat very much. Bad choice, I know. I lost a lot of weight. But, you know, he kept working on me. And instead of telling me, you know, you should be fixed, he did tell me it was normal, just like my therapist did. It's normal what you're going through. But he started to give me other options, too. Karen, why don't you try working out? Right? And so then I started working with a trainer. The trainer started working with me for a little bit, and he called me out on my eating. Nobody else I talked to called me out on my little bit of weight that I was carrying around. You know, I was very underweight. But he called me out on it and got me to eat, right? So it was learning to eat. It was learning to exercise. It was the support of the adjustments. It was the support of the therapist. It was the doctor ruling out that there was anything seriously wrong with me besides the stress, right? But it was a whole package that it really took for me to feel better after dealing with my divorce. And I think that's really what you're saying, is that there really isn't the magic wand, and that it is going to take time, and that anybody who's dealing with a stress like this has to allow themselves the time and the space to allow their body to heal, to take the advice of the people that they look to for advice so they can learn, so they can
exactly.
Heal.
Yes.
So, Dr. Dunlap, if I were to come in your office and I were to complain about having all kinds of stress in my life because, mm-hmm. you know, I've been in a car accident, I'd had, you know, a divorce that's dragging out and making me crazy, the job sucks, the kids are screaming, what would you say to me?
That's funny, because I actually do have lots of people just like that come in my office. But that's what makes it fun to me. Not fun because that's what you're going through, but fun knowing, okay, you're in this certain state, and I know that we can make it better. I don't know exactly the outcome, but I know enough to know that you're in here in a certain state, and we're going to make it better for you. So first thing when you come into my office is we are going to sit down. We're going to just chat, kind of like you and I are doing right now. We're going to talk about mm-hmm. some of those things that are going on. And then I am going to feel of your body, basically. So I'm going to palpate and look at certain areas in the spine, because that's what I'm dealing with the majority, and see where there may be some places that are not functioning like they should. So that's what we could get into later. It's just a really big word that's called subluxation, and it just basically means a misalignment in the spine. Where are there some mm-hmm. misalignments in the spine that it's not communicating like it should between the brain and the rest of your body? So when that happens, then you can start to have inflammation or not able to move in certain ways. That's when it can disrupt your sleep, your eating patterns, all those different things. So that's what I'm going to look at. I'll look at air, I'll look at your posture, some ranges of motion, and then all through this time we'll be talking kind of about your diet, exercise habits, your sleeping patterns, what you're putting into your body that could be affecting it as well. And then depending on kind of where that leads us, then I may have you do some imaging, an x-ray, an MRI, if you already have some of those things. A lot of times people, like you said, they've already gone to some of the traditional doctors before they come see me. So any information that you can give me, the more the better, because that kind of helps me put together a story for you. So here's your story, and here's what we're going to do to change it to make it better. So then that's when we would say, okay, do you need an adjustment? Do you need massage? Do you need a combination of those things? Do you need any supplementation? What do we need to do to make your body feel better? And then we'll kind of come up with a plan from there, because everyone's bodies are the same. We have the same bones, the same muscles, but they are affected differently by different, like you're saying, stressors in our lives and different events that have happened to us over the years. Does that answer your question?
That makes, that makes a lot of sense, too. And I think, you know, I really want to emphasize for everyone listening that the spine is critical to look at when you're dealing with anything that's going on in your body, because that's where all of the nerves are. If
exactly.
your spine isn't working well, your body can't work well.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Because that's the powerhouse that controls every single thing in your body. Just because it's not like our teeth or our eyes that we can see in the mirror and look at every day, it's still something that you have to take care of, because that's where everything else starts. Like, why do you think that you're able to breathe on your own and you don't have to tell your body to take a deep breath? How are you able to blink on your own? How are you able to hear? It's because of your spine and your nervous system and that communication happening all day, every day, and we don't have to tell it, okay, now I'm going to take another breath and another one. You may have to do that when you're really stressed and you're kind of holding your breath, but normally those things just happen on their own, so the body is really, really neat in that way, and so we really need to do what we can to take care of it, and the chiropractic adjustment is one of those ways.
Right. Well, and I also heard you mention something else that I think most people think of as a luxury, but I heard you listed as kind of healthcare, which was massage.
Uh-huh.
How is massage really healthcare?
It is healthcare, and especially in our office, because I really do think that the adjustment and massage go hand in hand. You can have one or the other, but they just work in tandem so well that I think it's very important. So some people are scared of getting adjusted, and that's okay. So you can even start out just with massage, but they really do go together because I'm able to tell the therapist kind of, here's what I'm seeing, here's what's going on, and here's how I think you would be able to help them as well. So you have to think about the bones and the spine, and the bones don't move the bones, the muscles move the bones, and so we need those working together very efficiently. So if your muscle, think about your shoulders, if they're so tight that they're not allowing anything else to move, then how is your bone going to be able to move like it's supposed to, and then that communication able to go from the spine out to the muscle, the organs, like it was meant to do. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice that I have massage therapists here because we are able to communicate that back and forth, and it makes such a big difference.
Well, you know, that's interesting because it's almost sounding like a chicken and an egg, right?
Right.
In order for your nerves to function well throughout your body, your muscles have to be supple, strong, and basically relaxed unless you're using them, right?
Yes.
And in order for your muscles to function well, your nerves have to be able to get the signals out through the spine efficiently and easily so that the muscles can fire. So I think that's very critical that people know that massage is not just, you know, a feel-good. There's actually a therapeutic benefit to it that goes very, very nicely with chiropractic.
And so it goes back to kind of the endorphins that are being released too, and think about kind of those happy hormones, the serotonin, and think about kind of how all that happens. Well, we're able to release those by the adjustment and through massage, so people think like, oh, I can just take a pill for that. Well, think about where those hormones are actually coming from. You actually have about 95% of the serotonin receptors in your gut. So that goes back to healthy eating and exercise and things like that. But we're able to affect those through the adjustment and through massage. And so people kind of come in here and like, oh, it's like the spa. I feel so good when I leave. And that's exactly what we want you to feel like. We're bringing your body from a state of very high stress, and we're taking it down just a notch. And each time builds on the next, and that's where some of that process comes in. If we can just chip away a little bit at a time, then, I mean, over a matter of sometimes it takes a few weeks, sometimes it takes a few months, everyone is different, but you will feel better.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, one of the things to really, really come back to is this whole idea of the steady state, you know, that we were talking about earlier. That any adjustment, any massage, any deep breathing exercises, any yoga, any really good meal that you're putting in your body, right, will help move you towards a quote-unquote healthier steady state than what you may be in when you're underneath tremendous amounts of stress. But your body has kind of a habit, right, that you're trying to break of being in this stressed-out state. And by encouraging it little bit by little bit by little bit, by a great combination of more healthy choices, activities, and lifestyle just in general, that you're able to actually shift from the stressful point, right, to a healthier, more relaxed point. But it's not going to happen overnight. That damn magic wand is still missing.
Yes, it is.
So, just, you know, is there anything that you can tell the listeners, you know, if they're feeling stressed out, is there any kind of a general dietary guideline that you can give them? You know, what would be the best thing for them to eat or drink to help them move towards a healthier state?
Really, I would say hydration is the biggest thing. And hydration meaning water, not meaning soda, not meaning coffee so much. Tea is okay, but really, if you're hydrated, think about how much of our bodies and our cells are made up of water. That is very, very important. The other thing, just as far as eating, the less processed food you can get, the better. Think about raw foods, think about natural foods. Basically, if it came out of the ground, that's usually a good option. If it's not coming in a package, if you don't have to rip it open, that's a good option. And then just looking at your foods that are non-GMO, organic as much as possible. And I know some people think like, oh, those are really expensive. But even just going like to local farmers markets, just thinking about things that are crunchy, that are you can make into a juice, that you can drink, that you just even writing down, you know, like 5-10 foods that you really like, and make sure they're healthy foods in a variety of colors. But that's just so important for your body. You're getting those vitamins, nutrients, minerals from those things, and that's really going to help combat the stress even faster and better, because you're able to get some of those things that are really being depleted when you have stress, especially something like your B vitamins that are really, really depleted. That's when you can start to have mouth sores. That's when you can start to have, you know, internal, some of those kinds of like irritable bowel, those kinds of things going on, your restless sleep. So just a variety of foods, a variety of colors, and just make sure less processed is better, and drink water, water, water. I always tell people that. That helps flush out toxins. It helps hydrate your body. It helps the cells to work better, more efficiently. And then just really a good vitamin, a whole food vitamin, just because our foods are so depleted to begin with. But it's just, it's hard to get back on track. But just think about if you're going somewhere that you drive through, or somewhere that you sit down and someone serves you, just knowing that you don't know exactly what is in those foods, but if you're able to pick them out yourself, then that's going to be a better option. Small meals throughout the day are better than just 1 to 2 big meals at a time. But I know this may be kind of overload of information, but really it can just simplify it. The simpler, the better. Sit down, write down a few foods that you know that you really like, you know that are healthy, and just start there. And not so much take all the bad stuff out at once, but just start adding in some of those good things so that you're putting in some good things and not just, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, but make it a positive instead of a negative.
Yeah, it's so much easier to move towards something that you enjoy than something that you have to drag yourself away from.
I have to do this again.
You know, one of the things about drinking a lot of water, I'll hear people really complain about that. You know, my mom too, you know, she just, I have to drink water. I can't stand this drinking water. Give me a soda. And what I've started doing, which makes a really big difference for me getting all my water in the day, is I wake up and I have a great big bottle of water that I will just pretty much chug first thing in the morning. And, you know, when I first start sipping on it, it's like, oh, I really don't want to have to do this. But as I start drinking it, I start to wake up faster.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the most amazing thing, and it's so easy to just wake up, drink, you know, 20, 24 ounces of water real quick, and the difference that it makes, you know, just in my day, being able to get going. I wish that I had known about drinking that much water all in the beginning of the day, back when I was going through my divorce, because I know it would have made things a little bit easier, even though it probably would have made me run to the bathroom even more often.
That's okay. That's what I tell people, especially like sitting at your desk. If you're drinking water all day long, yeah, you are going to go to the bathroom all day long. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, your body's working.
Exactly. Plus, it gets you up and it gets you moving, and that's the most important, is get moving.
Yeah, so you can't stiffen up and let the stress take hold of your body.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Dr. Dunlap, and I really hope that everyone listening got the idea that it's really normal to feel stressed out when you're going through a divorce, and to have that stress reflected in your body, and to have some aches and pains and thoughts that you may not have had before the whole divorce process started. And there might be another option to feeling better than just running out to the doctor and asking for a prescription. There
yes.
are definitely other things that you can do.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, Dr. Dunlap.
No problem. I enjoyed it, and I hope all the listeners really take heed to this and do look for some other options, and just don't take what somebody says as that's the only thing that I can do. Just really look and know that there are options. What you do is great, and I really have a lot of respect for you, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, everyone, I've been talking with Dr. Melissa Dunlap, a chiropractor and owner of Aspire Health Clinic. You can learn more about her practice at www.aspire-health.com, or you can even reach her office at 214-234-0000. Until next time, I'm Dr. Karen Finn. Bye-bye.